Israel and Judah, Chapter 52. The Captivity of Judah, 1886. The lesson drawn by Jeremiah from the obedience of the faithful Rechabites was unheeded by the king and people of Judah and Jerusalem. Jehoiakim died after a reign of 11 years, and Jehoiakim his son reigned in his stead. But his reign contained only 3 months, and Nebuchadnezzar came again to Jerusalem and besieged it. And Jehoiakim the king of Judah went out to the king of Babylon, he, and his mother, and his servants, and his princes, and his officers. The king of Babylon, at that time, took the treasures of the house of the Lord, and all the golden vessels of the temple, and all, with King Jehoiakim, and all his family, and all the mighty of the land, and the craftsmen and smiths, carried he captive to Babylon, leaving only the poorest sort of people in the land. Jehoiakim was kept in prison at Babylon till the death of Nebuchadnezzar, a period of 37 years. Then Evil-Merodach became king of Babylon, and took Jehoiakim out of prison, and spoke kindly to him, and set his throne above the throne of the kings that were with him in Babylon. Thus he remained all the days of his life. When Nebuchadnezzar took Jehoiakim prisoner, he chose Mattaniah, another son of Josiah, and made him king, and changed his name to Zedekiah. The reason that the name was changed was this. When Nebuchadnezzar chose Mattaniah to be king, Mattaniah entered into a solemn covenant, gave his hand, and took an oath before God that he would be a faithful subject, in all things, to the king of Babylon. Then it was, and upon this covenant and this oath, that Nebuchadnezzar changed the name, and gave him that of Zedekiah, that is, the judgment of Jehovah, thus placing upon him a constant reminder of his obligation before God, and that, if he violated his oath, he would incur the judgment of God. If Zedekiah had kept this covenant, the kingdom would even then have stood, for the Lord had said to Zedekiah, "Bring your necks under the yoke of the king of Babylon, and serve him and his people, and live." But the sin of Judah was written with a pen of iron and with a point of a diamond. It was graven upon the tables of their hearts, and upon the horns of their altars. And Zedekiah only helped forward the affliction. He broke his covenant. He violated his oath. He rebelled against his king, and he sent ambassadors into Egypt that they might give him horses and much people. Then came upon him the judgment that was implied in his oath, and in his acceptance of the name Zedekiah, the judgment of Jehovah. For said the Lord, "Shall he prosper? Shall he escape that does such things? Or shall he break the covenant, and be delivered? As I live, says the Lord God, surely in the place where the king dwells that made him king, whose oath he despised, and whose covenant he broke, even with him in the midst of Babylon he shall die. Seeing he despised the oath by breaking the covenant, when, lo, he had given his hand, and has done all these things, he shall not escape. Therefore thus says the Lord God, as I live, surely my oath that he has despised, and my covenant that he has broken, even it will I recompense upon his own head." From that day forward there was but one message for Zedekiah, and that was, "This city shall be given into the hand of the king of Babylon." Jeremiah was in the city all the time with his message from the Lord. Always, he was telling the people that the city would be given up. And when Nebuchadnezzar came and laid siege to the city, the prophet declared that he that remained in the city should die by the sword, by famine, and by pestilence. "But he that goes out, and falls to the Chaldeans that besiege you, he shall live, and his life shall be unto him for a prey." Yet the people refused to believe the prophet of God, and steadily resisted the siege. Then at Zedekiah's request, Pharaoh sent an army out of Egypt to draw away the king of Babylon. This gave Zedekiah renewed confidence, and he sent to ask Jeremiah for a word from the Lord, and he got it. The Lord said, "Deceive not yourselves, saying, the Chaldeans shall surely depart from us, for they shall not depart. For though you had smitten the whole army of the Chaldeans that fight against you, and there remain but wounded men among them, yet should they rise up every man in his tent, and burn the city with fire." The Chaldean army suspended the siege to go and meet the Egyptian army, and then Jeremiah started out of the city to go into the land of Benjamin. And when he was passing the gate of Benjamin, the captain of the ward arrested him, and accused him of going over to the Chaldeans, for which the princes were wroth with Jeremiah, and smote him, and put him in prison, in a dungeon in the house of Jonathan the scribe. While he was there, Zedekiah again sent, and had him brought secretly to the king's house, and asked if there was any word from the Lord. And Jeremiah said, "There is, for," said he, "you shall be delivered into the hand of the king of Babylon." Then Jeremiah asked the king not to allow him to be committed again to the dungeon, which was granted, and orders were given that he should remain in the court of the prison, and have a piece of bread daily as long as there was any in the city. Next, the princes came to Zedekiah and said, "We beseech you, let this man be put to death, for thus he weakens the hands of the men of war that remain in this city, and the hands of all the people, in speaking such words unto them, for this man seeks not the welfare of this people, but the hurt." Then Zedekiah the king said, "Behold, he is in your hand, for the king is not he that can do anything against you." Then they took Jeremiah, and cast him into the dungeon of Malchiah the son of Hamelech, that was in the court of the prison, and they let down Jeremiah with cords. And in the dungeon there was no water, but mire, so Jeremiah sunk in the mire. The Babylonian army soon returned and renewed the siege of Jerusalem, and in the 11th year of Zedekiah. And on the 9th day of the 4th month a famine prevailed in the city, and there was no bread for the people of the land. And the city was broken up, and all the men of war fled by night by the way of the gate between two walls, which is by the king's garden. Now the Chaldees were against the city round about, and the king went the way toward the plain. And the army of the Chaldees pursued after the king, and overtook him in the plains of Jericho, and all his army were scattered from him. So they took the king, and brought him up to the king of Babylon to Riblah, and they gave judgment upon him. And they slew the sons of Zedekiah before his eyes, and put out the eyes of Zedekiah, and bound him with fetters of brass, and carried him to Babylon. And in the 5th month, the 7th day of the month, came Nebuzaradan, captain of the guard, a servant of the king of Babylon, unto Jerusalem. And he burnt the house of the Lord, and the king's house, and all the houses of Jerusalem, and every great man's house he burnt with fire. And he broke down the walls of Jerusalem round about. And all the remnant of the people did Nebuzaradan carry away to Babylon, and all the vessels of gold, of silver, and of brass, and the two great pillars of brass which Solomon had made, and the brazen sea and the bases. The brass of all these vessels was without weight. And so was completed the captivity of Judah. A few of the very poor of the land were left to be vine dressers and husbandmen. And over these the king of Babylon appointed Gedaliah the son of Ahikam, governor. But he was murdered soon afterward, and then all the remainder arose and fled to Egypt for fear of the king of the Chaldees. And thus the land was left desolate, to fulfill the word of the Lord by the mouth of Jeremiah, until the land had enjoyed her Sabbaths. For as long as she lay desolate she kept Sabbath, to fulfill 70 years. A.T. Jones.